welcome back to the Answer of the Week, where Matt and I share our uncensored, unfiltered, unthought-out answers to the question of the week. This week's query, in the vein of Paul Pope's Batman Year 100 and Matt Kent's rumored Spider-Man project, name a quirky indie creator, the mainstream superhero you'd like to see them tackle, and why. Matt Bomb, lay it on me.
I'm going to go a different direction here, and instead of giving us like a huge superhero title,
instead of answering the question of the week, I'm going to do something different.
I would like to see Chris Ware give us The Adventures of Willy Lumpkin, the Fantastic Four's mailman. And I would like to see like Willy Lumpkin completely overwhelmed by the immensity of the superhero crap that's going on around him in the Marvel Universe and just like quitting his job and becoming a shut-in in his apartment and like slowly going insane as he like collects the mail that he's supposed to be delivering.
Wow.
Because he's terrified to go outside because the thing is punching Vibraxis or something.
Just put a mailman uniform on Jimmy Corrigan and set it during like the Silver Age.
Yeah, Chris
like
Ware,
young Willy Lumpkin.
Chris Ware's Willy Lumpkin. I would love it. Joe Patrick, what about you?
I thought about this a lot, and the first thing that popped into my head was I would love to see Tick creator Ben Edlund come back to comics and do an awesome, like, Adam West campy style, holy whatever Batman comic.
That could be fun. That would be.
Because The Tick.
That could be a really good time.
Is essentially, The Tick and Arthur are essentially Batman and Robin.
Right, right.
In terms of their relationship. The Tick thinks he's Batman and that Arthur is his sidekick. And I think that Ben Edlund can do an awesome, you know, take on the funny side of Batman and his supporting cast and his rogues gallery and all
definitely,
that fun stuff.
Definitely.
But it's got to be like super tongue-in-cheek, like utility belt jokes.
Sure,
and,
sure, sure.
And like nothing, like no Killer Croc eating people kind of stuff.
No. I would also love to see James Kolchaka's FF with James Ooh. Kolchaka handling the FF kids.
Oh, like, that would be awesome.
Farting on each other.
Hardy and Leech.
Yeah.
I just want it the further adventures
adorable.
Of James Kolchaka's Artie and Leech.
Yeah, that could be really fun. Just James Kolchaka's Artie and Leech. Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd also love to see like an extremely perverted like Daniel Clowes sort of like Ant-Man story or something.
Ew.
Where we see Ant-Man like creeping into like the sexy women of the Marvel Universe's apartment and stuff. And he knows it's wrong and disgusting, but he can't stop himself because of his weird, perverted inner demons.
You have problems.
This is what Daniel Clowes does, man. He like trades in this
You
stuff.
Have problems.
It's great. I love him. And his art is just amazing.
Yeah, that is true. I would love to see David Peterson, the guy that does Mouse Guard, do something. And I don't know what.
He was doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like micro series stuff, and it was great.
Was he?
Really great. Yeah, He did a couple of them. I can't name which two turtles. Oh, he did Splinter, and either Leonardo or Donatello, one of those.
I mean, presumably the guy can draw other things other than animals,
draw,
right?
Well, I assume so. I think he just likes to draw animals.
So
turtles,
maybe like a...
Turtles and mice.
Like a fun, like a crypto story or something. Legion of Super Pets by David Peterson.
Oh, come on. Let's not reduce him to that. Let's have.
What's wrong with the Legion of Super Pets?
Maybe the New Men. Let's have him do the New Men on Wonder Gore Mountain.
Oh, you know? Nobody actually likes
Bova.
The New Men.
I like the New Men.
Bova, the she-cow.
I'd like to see Brandon Graham and Simon Roy get a shot at the Silver Surfer and just do something really whacked out, psychedelic, cosmic style with him. That would be cool.
Ryan Forrest, official THN mouthpiece, suggested something by Brandon Graham. He said Simon Roy on Rocket Raccoon and Groot with a different artist, but I think he probably meant Brandon Graham because Brandon Graham's the writer.
That could be fun.
Brandon Graham, Rocket Raccoon, Rocket Raccoon and Groot comic. Yeah, I'd read that.
Oh, I'd read the hell out of that.
Oh, well, there you go. David Peterson's Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, right on. I'm down. Ooh, I would love to see Rob Schrab, creator of Scud the Disposable Assassin, return to give us a Machine Man miniseries. That would be so much fun.
Ooh.
Please, Rob, if you listen to us, and I know you do, please return to comics.
You know, an indie creator like Rob Schrab or maybe Ben Edlund or somebody like that, those would be the only kind of guys I'd trust to kind of resurrect Warren Ellis's Next Wave without Warren Ellis.
Yeah, definitely. Something like Next Wave where it's real snarky and fun.
Yeah,
and,
if they were gonna say we're bringing back Next Wave, but it's gonna be by like Rob Schrab, I'd be like, yeah, I'm into that. I'd like to read that.
That'd be very
just
cool.
To see. The thing is, I mean, we just kind of glanced at each other and silently agreed that we should probably read more indie comics.
Oh, absolutely.
But my roadblock here is that most of these indie comics that I love or these creators that I love are known primarily for a certain type of work, like comedy or whatever, like funny web comics or what have you. And it's really hard to think of them in a different light, like, you know, Kate Beaton doing an X-Men story, which she did in the Strange Tales anthology,
right?
About Rogue breaking a vase, Rogue breaking Professor Xavier's vase, and her stealing all the cuteness of his cat to trick him into not being mad at her.
You know, and there's other guys that have crossed over. We just talked about Terry Moore, for example. He came over for a little bit and wrote.
He wrote Runaways, and Birds of Prey,
and neither run is
very memorable.
It just didn't work, you know. So I think you got to be really careful when you do this too.
Yeah, it's. I think that we hit some good ones, but you don't want to just say, "I'd like to see the guy that drew my friend Dahmer drawing a Batman story," because that's just nonsense.
No.
But you know, it's good to know that indie creators are good at what they do. They're able to be successful and become well known without having drawn Batman or Superman or Spider-Man. And we need to read more indie comics.
Yeah, we do. Let's make that another one of our New Year's resolutions. More indie comics this year.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on the Answer of the Week, guys. We'll be back next week.
Sorry we didn't do better.
With more answers to our question of the week.
The Answer of the Week is brought to you by 8th Entertainment, your source for original and licensed comics like Hero of Alexandria and the upcoming return of Drew Hayes' Poison Elves. Check out 8th-entertainment.com for more.